Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey. The Gemara starts at the very beginning, my parva. Back in the Mishnah yesterday, we learned that the Kohen Gadol used to go and toivel 4 out of the 5 times on the Gag, on top of the Beis HaParva.
Strange
question, my parva. Thank you, Gemara. What's my parva? It doesn't mean milchix, it doesn't mean fleishix, my parva. Omer Rav Yosef, parva amgusha. Wow. Let's see, Rashi, what means parva? Gusha, mechashif echad, banoa, and mechashif means as a person who engages in black magic or in sorcery. He is the one that built it, and megitim noch kuvid, ushmoi parva, dusa the base parva, the parva is kibot. Interessant pshat. The Rosh says, Rashi must learn that this is talking about a Yid that was a Mechashif, Nishkagor. How do we know? Because back in Masechta Shkolim we learned that Ezra said to the Melchei Poras, and even said to the Karaites, he said to them, we're gonna go and build it ourselves without your assistance. Is it how would they allow a guy to go and build the lishka? Is the chasim and given a yid, given a fakroch and a yid as a mechashif? But Toisus says something. One second, Toisus says something fascinating. Rabbi, look, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid. See the Toisus, 10 lines from the bottom of the Toisus in Parvam Gusha. Doctor David Hotus. Doctor Hotus. Doctor Ichregav. Doctor Hotus. Hotus. If you have the Toisus.
Sure.
Excellent. Zuktoisis, Pirish Ba'aruch. Vizel Lashoina, this is the Lashon of the Aruch. Yesh Menachachomim She'oimim Kifchofar Mechila Tachas Hakarka. Someone went, this Mr. Parva went, and he dug a tunnel under the Beis HaMikdash, under the Heichel and the Kodesh Kodosh and Ba'Kodesh. Why? At Sheyira Avoidis Koyin Godel. So you're not allowed to be inside. They had the paratroopies, they probably heisted the paratroopies, the chevra that killed it, Princess Diana, the paparazzis. They wanted to go and take a picture of the Kohen Gadol doing the Avoida. You can't get in. I'm gemacht a tunnel for them to be able to go and see the Kohen Gadol doing the Avoida. Virgisha Kahanam Bechafira and the Kahanam Amgishmek Vesitzach. They heard what's going on. Umatsu and they found him. The Kara Oisa Halishka Al Shemai. And therefore they called the Lishka on his name. And became covered of them. Is the Chashtikal gangster. What's going on over here? State in the Rosh 999. Pshat is they went and they killed him for violating the Beis HaMikdash, trespassing. And they told Chevra, Laman Yishmu Viro, we want you to remember, don't try such monkey business again. We'll call the Beis HaParva. Everybody asks, what's a Beis HaParva? Oh, Matkahar gets somebody. Uh-huh. So the paparazzis will stay away and they're not going to try to go and dig underneath the Beis HaMikdash not to do that again.
But our custom is that we dedicate the building as Al's Kodesh, so why did...
No, it was definitely Kodesh.
So why should use his name to dedicate,
Look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Ve'yviu le-Beis HaParva u'ba Kodesh hoisa. Mishnah of yesterday. On the Amid Beis. Yes, Rabbi Kohen. It was a Kodesh. No problem.
When people dedicate a building and name after a person,
yes,
it's a Kovetic thing.
A Vada Grace Kovetic.
So why do you call it a Beis HaParva?
That's why the Mefarshim explained that they specially called Beis HaParva the man Yishmu Viro. The people should remember. Why? Not because of a good thing. Not because of
But it's not true.
Announcement? Like
a Parva. No, Parva's in there.
Why do we say Parva by Mincha? That I don't know. Yes.
Here,
yes.
Means for the announcement.
That was his name.
His name was Parva, Mr. Parva. By calling it Beis HaParva, people said, "How did he get such a funny name? Because that's the guy we killed. Why'd you kill him? Oh, because he violated there. Oh, I said, stay away. Don't try something
but
like
also,
that again."
You also say, "Yamar Shemoy." You understand when we won. So why should they give him to mention his name, even though whatever he did, he did something
wrong. Anyway, now it says in the Mishnah, "Polsu Sadin Shalbutz." That when the Kohen Gadol went to go and toivel the Beis HaParva, they were worried about being the paparazzi chevra, so they put up as a machitza, as a curtain, made out of butz, made out of linen. Chulila. Break the Gemara, Maishna shel butz, vosepes out of linen. We had this Gemara already before, Amr of Kahana, Kedeshi Yakish, Avodis Hayoim, a big day butz. to go and remind the Kohen Gadol. Every day of the year he wore the Shmoine Begudim, Met the Choshim, Met the Eifoid, Met the Me'il, Met the Alagutazachen, to remind them that today is an exception to the rule. Today we're going to wear the Big Day Lovan, so they put up such as our Beged Lovan that he should see. So you remember yesterday we said that the Big Day Lovan that he wore in the morning was of a better quality, or at least of a higher price, than the Big Day Lovan that he wore in the afternoon. And we had a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the one that he wore in the morning was Shoshmoina Osir Mana, 18 mana, very expensive. In the afternoon was 12 mana. And if you add up 18 and 12, how much do you get?
30.
I thought you stayed in the Mishnah. Look back at the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Medeis, the last four lines. The Chacham Oimrim B'Shach Ayeloi B'Shel Shmoina Asemana Ubin Abayim Shel Shneim Asemana Hakol Together Shloishim Mana Freit of the Yimara V'Tana Minyana Oslash Minan. Our Mishnah is coming to tell you, bring this back to the arithmetic of second grade, of third grade. Doesn't everybody know that 18 plus 12 is 30? You can figure this out on your own, even without as a super calculator. Bust off the Mishnah's on. Haka mashmalon, the batzimihani loy navid. The Mishnah is telling you that the ikar is not the 18 and the 12, the ikar is the total of 30. And therefore, ha. What happens if the morning one, instead of taking out of 18, you spent 17? And the afternoon one, instead of 12, you spent 13? How much is 17 and 13? Also 30. Also less was auch gut. In other words, the important thing is that the two begodim together should not be worth less than 30.
Except 30.
That's the shear of Chacham. The Gemara doesn't say why then, but that's the shear of 30. Don't have it less than 30, but that's the total. If you want to have 17 plus 30, good.
As long 16 as it's
plus
more,
as long as it's over the 30. That's the don't make less than 30. If you do less than 30 in, I'm sorry, less than 18 in the morning, the toffee honey do more than 12 in the afternoon. Less than, but that's okay. As long as together it's not less than 30. So you want the kuliyama miyas the shachra divi. Of the ma'isa, what everybody is saying, everybody meaning both the mayor and the chachamim, that the one in the morning has to be more expensive, more valuable than the one in the afternoon. Why, when, where? Says in the pasuk, bad, 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 four times. Mufchah bebad. We state four times. State the chem pasuk. Ksoin is bad. Koidish yilbash. Umichl say bad yilbash or besarei. Uv abne bad yachkor. Umitznev is bad yitznev. Okay, so it says four. What's the cheshen of four? If we'd say three, we'd say five, we'd say eight. What's up is four? So if we look at the last tesis at the bottom, tesis of tesis. Zui shein. Zog tesis. Bad, 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 bad. Nearly. Chad the gufe. One you need to tell us that you make it out of linen. Otherwise, I think you made it out of wool, out of cotton. One you need. V'chad bad loshen levad shein loy v'shimon big dizov k'derech shu oisa koyim moisa shana. I might have thought that you should wear, in addition to the shemoyin and begudim, put on, in addition to that, the ksoyin is bad koyin shalom michlus bad, etc., etc. You have to go and put on two layers of clothing. No, levad dos einer alein, only these four begudim and not the regular shemoyin and begudim. This should be a better quality than the regular big day loven of the Kohanim Hedjoitim. So I'm better, they're bad, so I'm special. And Revi Loimar, Shetoiv Mishal Arvis, that the one in the morning should be better than the one in the afternoon. So in other words, one, I need to tell you that it's linen. Two comes to tell you, don't put the eight and the four together, only wear these Levad. Number three, that these linen garments should be more expensive than the ones of the Kohen Hedjit throughout the year. And number four, that the morning ones should be more expensive than the afternoon ones.
Oh,
we'll have some fancy packages.
Einami, or finishing off Toysviz, Bad Shlishi Revi, Medrish Hochi, Bad Hamufcha Shebebad. The two Bads together, the Bad of the Bad. In other words, the best of the best. That's Bad Shebebad. Tells you to move from about. Good.
You have to wear more expensive
package
in the morning.
Exactly. So you're telling me that the morning ones were more choshev than the afternoon ones. And Rashi on top explains that this pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. And it says, V'lovshu, that the earlier part of the pasuk is that after he finishes the first avoid in the base of Midosh, than the toivel. The love should be got him achim, and now he puts on other garments. Vikajus ambe big day. Frank Demora, my love, when it says v'lov should be god amachir.
That's Mikdash Alusit he's talking about.
Good. My love, achirim chashuv mehen. Maybe when it says v'lov should be god amachirim, achirim is to denote that the begodim in the afternoon are better than the ones in the morning. And you just said now that the morning ones are better than the ones in the afternoon. So don't lie. Achirim b'chus mehen. Your diyuk of begodim achirim is a good diyuk, but don't tell me achirim that the ones in the afternoon are better. But rather the ones in the afternoon are worse. Why taka are they worse? Explains Rashi. Because the ones that you're doing in the morning is mamish for an avoida. You're going into the Kodesh Kadoshim, mit the par, mit the soir, mit the ktoiris. But the one that you're doing in the afternoon, all you're doing is removing the kaf umachta. And so therefore that's not such a avoida. If we can go and do it on a lower madrega,
does it have a shem avoided that?
In fact, the more talking going to say now. It's Tony Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, the Amri Lo Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ach shekoltz avoidus tzibur. After the kohen gadol finishes avoidus tzibur, kohen she osli imay kesoynis. If the mother made him a kesoynis, loivsha. Now normally when we see the words avoidas yochid, that connotes in our minds a private carbon, not a carbon. Tzibur, Yankel came, he wanted to bring a carbon. Do me a favor, please bring the carbon on my behalf. So avoidas yochid. However, Zokt Rashi, we're not talking about throughout the year. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And avoidas yochid means Daitzuas Kapu Machta. That's called avoidas yochid. But keep the Rashi. It's almost halfway down the Amid. Avoidas yochid. Daitzuas Kapu Machta Shein Etzricha Letziva. The Tziva doesn't need the Kapu Machta. Ella Lefisha Mutelis Ola Lefanis is a mocker. Lemaise, it's his job to clean it out, so to speak, to take out the Kaf of Machta Kodesh Kedoshim. Don't leave it there. Leficha Koy L'Avoidus Yochid. That's why the Gemara quotes, it's not really an Avoidus Yochid. Kohen Gadol is not doing it for his own private benefit. But since it's not part of the major, major Avoidus Tzibur, it's called an Avoidus Yochid as a interessante lashon.
Why did he leave it there in the first place?
Why did he?
Yeah.
He did, was said to have five altogether. Because otherwise it would be five. You have to have five. Remember, the Gemara said a few days ago.
So he only left it to make him out?
Exactly. I think you were out that day. The Gemara said, Mitzad the Psukim. No problem. Mitzad the Psukim, there would only be three.
Yes, I remember.
What's up to you? What's Mary? What's
but there has to be some reason that.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. 100%. But the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to leave it there? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there should be five. Avoidas with five. Tfilas and ten.
That's
Halacha L'Mashim Sinai. Exactly. Exactly. How else would you get the five? It has
even
to be left with it. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara.
You teach the Chedetz. You have to clean up after yourself.
That's a good idea too.
You're not supposed to give a reason. You don't give reasons.
You don't give reasons. Anyway, so Avodas Yochid, he takes out the kaf of Machta.
Learning, not us.
Rabbi Yisrael Gevay to Obelvad Sheyim Sarana Litzibur. But even when he's wearing the ksoinis that his mother made for him, and it must have been his prized ksoinis. However, the mother has to say, I'm not leaving it for my son, I'm giving it for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Tzibur. And it's got to be given yofa yofa. Freit Gemara Pshita, what's the chiddush that the mother can go and donate this beged? Privately, she tells all her chavetz. He says to Yenta, to Sprinza, look, you see the Kohen Gadol is wearing this ksoinis. That's my ksoinis. That's the one that I made. Even though she said I gave it, yeah, but she zukta zayah. That we're not worried, and she can taki give it yofa yofa. And now the Gemara tells us two astounding stories. Remember, we said in our Mishnah that the begodim were 18 plus 12, 30 mana. Amru Olav al Rishmal ben Pavi, who was a Kohen Gadol, she asked like imay ksoinis shel meya mana, not 18 or 12, 100 mana. For loiv shani would wear it, for even ba avodas yachid, just to take out the kafa machta. In other words, in our Mishnah, he said for 12. She already made it out of 100. Umasar letzibur, of course, she gave it yafi yafi letzibur. But we're not finished, Rabbi say. Amru Olav Arab Luza ben Charsaim a Kohen Gadol. She also like imay ksoinis mishtei riboy. He had Riba is 10,000. Shtei riba means 20,000 mana. Wow. Not 12 mana, not 100 mana, 20,000. Now listen, Rabbi, it's a meiridik. It was such a fine material. They didn't allow him to wear it. Why not? It was such a fine material, it was transparent, it was see-through, and Nebuchadnezzar he'd be walking around the Toynish. Come on, give me a break. How is that possible? Every time, every strand had to be 6 ply. So that means, even though it was talk a thin material, but it's 6 times that thin material. So how could it be? And for the Gemara, Abaye kechamra b'mazga, just like when you pour wine into a glass. Even our glasses today, says Rashi, you could have a very thick wall to the glass. Years ago, nobody bought glasses. Everybody bought the yahrzeit lampeluch, and then after they used it, they washed it out, and it was nice and thick, right? It's this thick glass. How can you see what's inside? It's so thick. Zeistarach, if it's a transparent type of material, even if it's thick. So here too, even though it's 6 ply, you can see. So, by the way, so did we ever have this Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi or Rabbi Lozman ben Charsim? Where did we have him?
No.
In fact, here in Masechtas Yuma, if you'd all be so kind and so gracious, please turn back to Daf Tess just for a short moment. Just for a moment, Rabbi, so it won't take too long. Remember, we don't have to eat breakfast today. Back on Daf Tess. 1 second, Rabbi Newman. Daf Tess. You see the first of the wide lines, where it says in the middle of the wide lines, that for the first base of Mikdash there were 18 Kohanim Gedolim. On the side, the Vilna Goyen says, there are only 12, only 8. I can't say Ushnoi Sushom Diktorin is Mikdash Sheni. Sh'omad Dalid Meyois V'Esrim Shana. 420 years. Vishim Shubo Yois Mishol Yishmeyos Kohanim. More than 300 Kohanim. Tzei Mehem Mem Shana Shishim Meshim Anatadik. 40. Ushmoinim Shishim Mesh Yoichan Kohen Gadol. Another 820. Eser Shishim Mesh. Who's the next one? Ezra Shemesh, Yishmael ben Pavi. That's our Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi. The Amri law and others added Yiral Shishimesh, Rabbi Loza ben Charsoim. So that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi. Oh, so they lived. This was 10 years. This was 11 years. Zeh Groisa Tzadikim. They weren't the 1 year Kehanim. Like the Gemara continues on, Mikan Ve'Elach Tzei V'Chashoyv Kolach Ve'Avlei Hoytzi Shnasai. These Ben Erlech Yidden, Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, Rabbi Loza ben Charsoim, that they were Kehanim Gedolim. Anyway, since we spoke about Rabbi Lozman Charsoim, we're going to come into a very, very famous Gemara, where we're going to mention Rabbi Lozman Charsoim. It's famous not so much because of Rabbi Lozman Charsoim, but much more famous because of Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, very simple, Braisa, very straightforward. Oni v'osher v'rosha boin ledin. After 120, an Oni comes up to Shemayim, an Osher comes up, or Rosha comes up, and each one tries to defend himself because of the indefensible actions that he did on this world. La'oni Oymrim La, they ask him upstairs in Shemayim, Mnei Le'esakta Beteira, why didn't you go and learn? Im Oymer, if he says, Oni Ayisi, I was a poor guy. Beterbim Zoynoisai, I was busy Al Hamichyev Al Kakola. Oymrim La, Kalum Oni Ayisi Yoysmi Hillel, were you poorer than Hillel? Amru Olav Al Hillel Zokin, Shemachol Yoim V'Yoim. Every single day he worked as a day laborer, and he earned for an entire day a coin by the name of Trafeik. How much is a Trafeik? Zokterashi, that's a half a dinner. How much is a dinner? A dinner is a quarter of a sella. Sella is what we usually call a shekel. A quarter of a shekel. Quarter of a, and this was not a quarter, this was an eighth. If you assume that a shekel was like a dollar, $5, $10, you can see already an eighth of that to the chmamish, garnish mit garnish. And what would he do with that trafeik? Just like today, they charge schalima, they charge tuition and mission fee, and a daily admission fee. So he used to go and pay half of his trafeik to the shoyme beis hamedrash, the remaining one eighth, the half of that trafeik, he left for the ganze panos, for the ganze mishpucha. Pamachas one day leimotzel istaket. There was no jobs that day. He tried to get him his medrash, and the guard said, "Sorry, no tiki, no washi. You have no money, and I can't get it." He went on top of the skylight, on top of the roof. Now, when did this take place, Rabbi Yisai? Listen. Amru Oysa Yoim, it was Erev Shabbos. What's today?
Today.
Erev Shabbos. We're not finished. Utkufas Teves, oh, it wasn't Teves. Heintike Gemara Beisai. Roughly 2,000 years ago, this happened today.
This week.
Don't say what Tanis, though. Don't say what Tanis.
Maybe in parentheses.
But the snow's coming tomorrow.
Oh, you're an Allah.
There was already.
The Beisai, we're not finished. Noch nicht fertig. You're an Allah Shelig Menashemayim, and it started snowing. Gisha Olur Amr HaShachar, when it was Amr HaShachar of the next morning, meaning on Shabbos Kodesh, Amr HaShemayim Avtalian. Shmai says to Avtalian, Ochi, my brother Avtalian, it's Olam Mishachar. I'm looking at the watch, even though Mendy's not here, it's already 5:59 in 3 seconds, and it's Hashan Aloyz Mishachar. But and every day it's Hashan Lechting in Besmerish, Vayoim Oifel, or you could say Vayoim Awful. Today it's awful, it's totally dark. Shema Yemim Unanhu, did you hear the weather forecast? Is it going to be a cloudy day? I don't know why he asked all these questions. Anyway, they looked up through the skylight. They saw the figure of a person. He had 6 feet of snow was on top of him. 6 feet. That's a Chazoy Nishishir. According to the Meshev, 5 feet, it wasn't 6 feet. But there was a lot of snow. Yeah. Parku, they freed him from that snow. They washed him. And all of this is on Shabbos Kodesh. Amru roizel lechal olavus haShabbos avada chil haShabbos for yedid, but speziel for hilah zogin azam mesiras nefesh to learning avada his roy lechal olavus haShabbos. So that's the end of the story with the oni about hilah hazokin mamish gevaldik. If you remember, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Brachos that after Ram Gamliel was there, Ram Gamliel originally was the Nasi, and then he had a whole Grachke with Rabbi Yeshua, and then therefore they appointed instead, who's a new? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had what we call an open admission policy, because until now, by Ram Gamliel it said, whoever is not a Toichi Kavai, they didn't allow him to come into Bes Medrash.
Hundreds of benches into the Bes Medrash.
Exactly.
300 and 700.
Yes, it's two versions. Two versions. Two versions. That's why 100. Not he doesn't want to get involved in machlek. Anyway, Rabbi Isai, Freindach the Meforshim, I don't understand. You're telling me that whoever won the Toichi Kivale, they didn't allow it to besmedish. How do they know which shoimer, which security guard you're gonna on his resume? He has to be able to be a maven and Toichi Kivale. Who can be maven Toichi Kivale? Zog the Meforshim. Not just the security guard. No Toichi Kivale. If they locked the door sealed for Alazite in the times of Ram Gamliel. If you weren't a member, if you weren't enrolled in the yeshiva, Nisharangala. But a person was Toichi Kivaroi, he acted like Hillel, he went to the top of the Aruba, he would go through the window, he'd go and dig a tunnel like the base of Pyra from underneath. Somehow or other, I want to learn, I'm going to be in Bismarish. Azat Toichi Kivaroi mensch came in. And therefore, not that the Shoimer was able to see, but if you were Toichi Kivaroi, somehow or other, you figured out how to get in by going on top of the Aruba, going here, going there. To get into the...
He wanted to hear a shiur from Baruch Be'er, but he was in the Musa yeshiva, and the non-Musa. Uh-huh. He went through a window at Zachar Angachar.
Oh, you see? That's right. Aruba. It was up to Rabbi Newman.
It's a true story.
I mentioned before, but you see, he didn't eat anything.
It was Asur B'Tayvis.
How do you know that?
Hillel Hazokin didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if he didn't have any food, Nebuch, he had nothing to eat. Yeah, Nebuch. Nebuch. Nebuch.
Maybe it was a fast day.
Yeah, maybe it was a fast day. Very good. So Rabbi Newman says it was a fast day. Because at least for him it was a fast day.
He had no money.
He can't eat. So it was Taka Erev Shabbos, and it was Tavis, and it was fasting. Very good. Good. Anyway, continuing on. So that's the Ani. Asher, if a person is rich, and he comes up after Shemayim, after 120, they ask him, why didn't you learn? I would have gone to Aladaf Yemishim, Chanishkat Katzait. I was so busy with this and this and that international transaction. Chanishkat Katzait. That we were just speaking about. His father was such a wealthy person, he left him Beerusha. Elif Ayorois Bayabasha, 1,000 cities on dry land. Ukenegdon Elef Svinois Bayam, 1,000 ships sailing on the ocean. B'chal yoim v'yoim noitel noit shel kemach. Every single day, he at Ugalos, 1,000 cities and 1,000 ships, and he took a noit shel kemach, a container of flour, al kseifei on his axlin, on his shoulders. U'mahalach me'ir li'im adinu l'dina, lil moit toira. Why did he take dafkeps on noit shel kemach? Why didn't he go and take yechvais, some a juice, or today they would take a water bottle?
It's a fleisch.
Zog de marishah, because the shteitach and the mishnah and avos, im ein kemach ein teira. It's im ein kemach ein teira. Muzach mitnem ein kemach, so zan yeish teira. So he took along kemach, so
it's pas b'melach teichon.
Thank you. What zog de?
Meaning of that is something else.
As Isaac the Marsha, Ein Sham. Anyway, but continuing on the Gemara, it's Pam Achas B'tzu'u Avodov. One time his Avodim, people that worked for him, his employees, saw him. V'asav v'yangariya. What is this all about? As the Gemara will tell us momentarily, the Blozer ben Charsim, who was the wealthiest man, presumably, in his lifetime, and probably for many, many generations, was not involved and wasn't interested in any of the business. He left the business for good clerks and good administrators, and as gegangen lernen in Koil. So much so that none of his employees even knew what he looked like, because he never came into the office, and there were no big pictures of him, there were no YouTubes, there were nicht great cameras from your cell phone, so there were no pictures of him. So the Avodim didn't even know that this was a Blozer ben Charsim. And there was a rule in those days that every person, every subject, every citizen who lived in one of those 1,000 cities had to do civil service, at least for a day, for a week, for a month. In other words, he had to go and he had mandatory civil
service. It wasn't
civil service,
it was manual labor.
It was not manual labor.
Rashi says, avoid the sarui.
Exactly, he had to go and he had to do some work, whether it was administrative work, whether it was professional work, whether he had to go and clean the streets. It's a Mishkanav Kimena, but he had to go and donate at least one day, one week, one month to do civil service.
Each one had a duty.
Exactly, whatever his job description was. V'osu Mangaria. So the Avodim Matsu Avod, the Vasu Magari, they slapped him in and said, hey, Chevroman, where are you going? Koil Shmoil. We want you to go work. Amalahan, Bavakosh, Mikim, Ichbeitach, Ichbeitach, Hanichun, Ilos, Michovelach, Lamatari, Ichbildach, Lenin, don't bother me with this. Amrulai, Chayre, Blozman, Charsim, we swear in the name of our employer, they're talking to him, we swear in the name of Blozman, Charsim, Shemenich, and Oischa, we're not gonna let you go, you gotta do the work. It doesn't say in the Gemara what happened, but if you see there's a hay here or on the side, the Maseres Shah says, Be'an Yaakov, they told him, Shein Menichem Loch, we're not letting you go. Holach, he went. Nosen Lehem Momo in Harbe, he paid them off a bribe, chvais of $1,000, $10,000, whatever, Kleshenichu Oisai, to let him go, and therefore he was able to go to Koil. Faith to the Marashah, why did he have to go and pay them? Why didn't he go and prove to them, and take out his igazolvan, take out his passport, Amr Blozer ben Charsim? So then Marsha says, he was afraid it would take too long. They're not going to believe him until they bring witnesses. It's on a ganze gratchke back and forth. It'll take a day or two until he
proves
it. Take your $1,000. Lom mechub bechkaish and learn and want to go to Koil. So he's Blozer ben Charsim. Anyway, continuing on, says Yimara, now what's the reason why Taka, the servants, didn't recognize him? Because he never went to the office, never went to watch over his troops, his servants. So anybody that says he's a rich man, he didn't have a time for a shear, are you Richard Blozman Charsim?
He was a Kohen Gadol.
And therefore?
As he was always in the Torah.
So whenever he could, Kohen Gadol only had to do work once a year. That was on a whole year. He could if he wanted to. The other time, he doesn't have to. Anyway, Rosh Oim Loi.
The Kahan himself.
Exactly. Rosh Oim Loi. What happens if a Rosh comes up to the Shemayim? Why didn't you learn? Imamar, if he says, I really wanted to, but no, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are guilty. You made me so handsome. The Torah B'Yitzri, I was so busy with my Yetzihara because all of the Maidlich wanted to go and have a good time with me. Even the Chazah Shaina. It's your fault, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oim Loi. Klum Noah Yisim Yosef, were you more handsome than Yosef at Tzadik? Amru Olav Yosef at Tzadik, Bechol Yoim V'Yoim, Hoyse Eishes Poitifar Mishad Losoi Bidvarm. What means Mishad Losoi? Said Rashi, Mishad Losoi is Targum Loshen of Kiefate Ish, Mefate Oisai. Each day she wanted to seduce him and to provoke him. She used to go and change garments twice a day. And the garment that she wore in the morning, she didn't wear in the afternoon. A brand new clothing.
Women do that, even today.
Twice, yeah.
Change shoes all the
time. So Dr. Rabbi Newman says the same thing applies to Kohen Gadol, also changes, but he only changes on Yom Kippur, he doesn't change throughout the year. But the Havdal Halfa, this is the Avi Abdullah, they're the guys in the cluster from Philippines. Marcos. They Mrs. Marcos 5,000 pairs of shoes, and that was just big dechol. Shabbos, you should have another 5,000. It was up there, Rabbi Kohen.
I was at a Chassidish
Chassan. What happened?
And I see a Chassidish Rebbe changing his clothes.
Yeah.
Different robes.
Did you ask him why?
Two, three times. No.
It was Yom Kippur.
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Two, three times. How many times?
Twice.
One. That because he breaks the
record.
Why?
One is when they sit and eat. He should make dirty the nice one.
Oh, that's right.
Two.
So tell me something. What did the average person do?
Yeah, okay. So average person should do the same thing.
You watch yourself.
Let's go back. It's Erev Shabbos.
Put on a bib.
Okay, let's finish off. Zoki Mara. She wore different clothing every morning, different clothing every afternoon, and the next morning, Vite Nochem. She had two changes of clothing every single day. A woman's dream. Can you imagine? 14 different changes of clothing a week. Amrulai. So she said to Yosef, Hishamali, listen to me. Amla lav aloy mitan aleph, forget about it. Amla loy hareni chavshavscha v'beisei surim. If you're not going to listen to me, we're going to put you in jail. Amla, big deal. Hashem matir asurim. Kadosh Baruch will take me out of jail. Hareni kefefes kemoscha. I'm going to go and break your back. You're going to be bent over double. Hashem zoykif kefufim. Hareni mesames enach. I'm going to blind you, chas v'shalom. Hashem bakeach evrim. Nosloy elef kikrei kesef lishmoya eileha lishkav etzla liyais ima. Forget about it, and he ran out. Anyway, Nimtza, based on this, we find that Hillel Mechayv Sanim, a person who's an Oni and says, I couldn't learn, are you worse than Hillel? Rabbi Luzman Charsim Mechayv Sashirim, are you wealthy, Rabbi Luzman Charsim? And Yosef Mechayv Sarishoim, the Amish Ahelfin, that we should all be Mechazik ourselves, especially Asur B'Tayvis, we should have as many, Yosef Tzadik, Fanhanti, etc., Tzadik, Tzadik, Tzadik.